The Jewish Museum in Prague is one of the oldest of its kind in Europe. This year, it's celebrating its centennial. Behind its foundation was the inspiration to preserve and present Judaism in all its past glory, as well as to prevent important works and unique artifacts from disappearing forever. Now, in line with the year-long celebrations of Jewish culture in Prague, the museum has opened a new exhibition focused on its original pre-war collection, the first four decades from 1906 to 1940. Earlier, I spoke to specialist Magda Weselska, the curator of the show, who told me a little bit about the museum's past.
The impulse or the reason actually why the museum was founded was the clearance of the former Jewish ghetto in the Prague quarter called Josefov. And during this clearance of the ghetto, also a few synagogues were demolished. And the foundation or the society for founding the museum was actually concentrated on liturgical items from these demolished synagogues. They wanted to rescue these objects. That was the immediate reason why the museum was founded in 1906, and we are trying to show to the public this very beginnings of the museum in the new exhibition that we are opening today.
The exhibition, which captures some of the brightest moments in the museum's otherwise turbulent and painful history, is titled Defying the Beast. Its title alludes, at least in part, to the infamous demolishing of the Jewish ghetto, but also to the much darker period which followed.
The word beast has two meanings in this context. First of all, there was an essay written by Czech writer Wilhelm Mrštík. The essay was called Bestia Triumphans, which means the triumph of the beast. And Mrštík described the beast was actually the bat in people. It was a reaction to the behavior of the Prague municipality towards the protests of the cultural people here in Prague, because they were against the clearance. They said that it's a big damage of the face of the town, actually. The first meaning is this beast. From the clutches of this beast, the liturgical objects from the demolished synagogues were actually saved.
The second meaning is, of course, the Nazi beast, responsible for the mass murder of the country's Jews during the Holocaust. During the protectorate, the society behind the pre-war Jewish Museum was abolished. Yet amazingly, in 1942, members of the Jewish community asked the Nazi authorities for permission to found a central museum that would store objects being left behind.
People from the Prague Jewish community wanted to save all the liturgical objects, the archive materials, the books, which are holy in the Jewish liturgy, at the moment when the people started to be transported to concentration camps and they left these things behind. Unfortunately, we don't know the exact arguments that they used towards the Nazi authorities, but I think, as I saw the archive materials, I think that the existence of the pre-war Prague Jewish Museum could have been one argument, and a quite strong one.
The exhibition on the Jewish Museum, ending in 1940 as it does, chooses to focus rather on the pre-war history than the immense tragedy that followed. Although there are early hints in a number of anti-Semitic pamphlets the museum also saved. Mainly, the show focuses on elements that reflect the vibrant, living, and progressive Jewish culture that existed in Prague during the first decades of the 20th century. Some of the pieces on display are among the very rarest items the museum owns: an original deeply yellowed map of the former ghetto, carefully restored; documents, spice boxes, exquisitely decorated fine or filigreed silver, and religious objects. Magda Weselska again.
First of all, we had to reconstruct the collection. That means we took into consideration all the available evidence records we had about the collection and about its content, of course. And we did a big catalog dealing with every particular item in the collection. So now we published, on occasion of the exhibition, we published a big catalog containing all the 762 items that were in the pre-war collection. And as for the exhibition, the basic idea was to make a reconstruction of the pre-war installation. You will see a big photograph from the pre-war time. You will see a big showcase, the reconstruction of the pre-war showcase, and you will see many other items as well. So the first criteria was to make the reconstruction of the pre-war installation. Second, I wanted to pick up items that are precious or that are interesting in terms of material, of technique. And also I tried to pick up items that are exceptional in the context of the collections of the Jewish Museum in Prague. And we put on display many things that are put on display for the very first time. This item is a Torah pointer, which, as you can see, is decorated with animals. You know, and in the collections of the Jewish Museum in Prague, we have two such items, and both of them are from the pre-war Prague Jewish Museum. You know, which illustrates actually the fact that the collection itself was very exceptional, and it contains the best pieces in our collection. This Torah pointer is combined with a spice box because here you have a small space to put the spices in, so it has actually two functions.
Then there are paintings and photographs from roughly the same period, for example, rabbinic portraits that show differences in approach, the old and the new, where we can see differences in posture as well as dress, more traditional and the more modern. From its inception in the pre-war years, the Jewish Museum in Prague collected a great many photographs, an important part of its early collection.
Yes, it was very progressive in many ways. First of all, it reflected somehow the new media, the photography as something that depicts the situation of the Jews here in Czechoslovakia, in the former Czechoslovakia, of course. But second, it was progressive also in the sense that it collected, for example, also the anti-Semitic leaflets that are on display in the exhibition as a part of Jewish life, of course, as one of the very important aspects of the Jewish life here.
Tell me about this photograph, this butcher's photograph that you're fond of.
The butcher's photograph depicts a scene from life of the Jewish butchers in Vienna, and it's actually composed as a table vivant. That means a real scene from the life, but of course it's not a real scene because all the animals on the picture are very quiet. But I think it's a very beautiful picture because it depicts something that doesn't exist anymore.
It's true. The anonymous face of the butcher and his staff look out, the expressions vivid, but the scene is all too calm, too frozen to be an actual moment in life. Yet this is what we have, frozen moments of a not too distant past. The people in the photo had, in a sense, their lives ahead of them, and though we do not know their names or know what they were really like, in a sense, they are not forgotten.
What is special about the Jewish Museum in Prague is the fact that we are kind of a memorial. Of course, we are a museum, we do exhibitions, we do a lot for the public, but on the other hand, we play also a big role, for example, in educating the public about what happened during the Second World War, very important for us. And there are many people coming to the museum, there are many people visiting our educational programs, and there are many people interested, and I think this is what counts. Mm-hmm. We can see that the people deal with the information that they consider the presence of the Jewish culture here as something very vivid.
Defying the Beast is not a massive exhibition by any means. It doesn't take long to view, but it will leave a lasting and even haunting impression. See the show's main image of a synagogue half torn down, almost buried in the rubble. As Magda Veselská points out, who knows when some of the more valuable or fragile objects on display will be shown publicly again. So it is definitely worth seeing when visiting Prague, and it's an excellent introduction to the Jewish quarter of Josefov. Defying the Beast continues at the Jewish Museum in Prague until October 1st.